Okay, then finally, Venerable Geshe-la says, "Now I will explain how to generate affectionate love, a warm heart, and a feeling of being close to all living beings without exception." So remember, we're going to improve our awareness of the kindness of others. Okay, we're going to do this using a very special method. So I'm just going to read this and the meditation object to finish. Okay, so now I will explain how to generate affectionate love, a warm heart, and a feeling of being close to all living beings, without exception. How can we generate this in our mind? It is impossible without learning and training. But through learning and training, with effort, it is not difficult. First, we should know that generally, as human beings, we have the opportunity to attain enlightenment. Non-human beings, such as animals, do not have this opportunity during their lives as animals and so forth. We human beings have the opportunity to attain the supreme happiness that is enlightenment. This is because we have the opportunity to enter and follow the path to enlightenment. We have the opportunity to listen to teachings on what is enlightenment and what is the path to enlightenment. How to enter the path to enlightenment and how to make progress on the path to enlightenment. We have this opportunity because we have met Buddha Dharma. So how fortunate we are. We have this opportunity to enter and progress on the path to enlightenment. So generally, as human beings, we have the opportunity to attain real happiness. Real happiness. To be perfectly happy. The pure and everlasting happiness of enlightenment. Because we have the opportunity to enter and follow the path to enlightenment. So far, so good. We have the opportunity to attain enlightenment because as human beings, we have the opportunity to enter and follow the path to enlightenment, supreme happiness. What is the path to enlightenment? It is, of course, not an external path, but an internal path. Through following this path, we will reach the state of enlightenment that is beyond this impure life of samsara. The path to enlightenment is any realization that is motivated by compassion for all living beings. Okay, so the path to enlightenment is any realization that is motivated by compassion for all living beings. Any realization that is not motivated by compassion for all living beings is not a path to enlightenment. If we have no compassion for all living beings, we have no path to enlightenment. It doesn't matter what internal realizations or qualities we have. If we lack compassion for all living beings, we have not accomplished the path to enlightenment. And no matter what other realizations, if we don't have compassion for all living beings, we've not accomplished the path to enlightenment. The path to enlightenment is therefore necessarily a spiritual realization that is motivated by compassion for all living beings. This proves that the gateway through which we enter the path to enlightenment is compassion for all living beings. This is called universal compassion. Without compassion for all living beings, we have no opportunity to enter the path to enlightenment. So the conclusion, therefore, the gateway through which we enter the path to enlightenment is universal compassion, compassion for all living beings. Okay, not just some, not just most, all living beings, okay, without exception. So that is the gateway through which we enter the path to enlightenment. We can develop this compassion only through relying upon all living beings as the objects of our compassion. Okay, if we're going to develop universal compassion, that means compassion for all living beings, then we need to rely upon all living beings as the object of our compassion. And without compassion for all living beings, we will not enter the gateway to the path to enlightenment, and therefore we have no opportunity to attain the supreme happiness of enlightenment. But if we rely upon all living beings as the objects of our compassion, we can develop compassion for all living beings. We can develop this compassion only through relying upon all living beings as the objects of our compassion. This proves that it is through the great kindness of all living beings, acting as the objects of our compassion, that we have the opportunity to enter the path to enlightenment, and therefore the opportunity to attain enlightenment. If these objects did not exist, then even if we met a living Buddha directly, there would be no opportunity to attain enlightenment. A living Buddha cannot give his or her realization of enlightenment like giving a present. A living Buddha cannot remove our suffering by his or her hand. The only thing that he or she can do is teach us how to develop compassion for all living beings. Then, by putting his or her teachings into practice and developing compassion for all living beings, we will enter the path to enlightenment. Okay, it's good. It is therefore clear that it is through the great kindness of all living beings acting as the objects of our compassion that we have the opportunity to enter the path to enlightenment and thus to attain the supreme happiness of enlightenment, the ultimate goal of human life. You should know this truth. You know, when we change our object of desire from worldly pleasure to the supreme inner peace of enlightenment, then I think we will naturally regard each and every living being as supremely kind and precious, because only in dependence upon them can we attain the ultimate goal of our human life, the supreme happiness of enlightenment. And then the meditation object. Okay? Then from the depths of our heart we can strongly think, each and every living being is supremely precious and kind for me. This is because they give me the opportunity to attain the supreme happiness of enlightenment, the ultimate goal of human life. From the depths of our heart we strongly think, each and every living being is supremely precious and kind for me. This is because they give me the opportunity to attain the supreme happiness of enlightenment, the ultimate goal of human life. Thinking in this way, we will generate a warm heart and a feeling of being close to all living beings without exception. Finally, no matter how they behave, or even how they treat us, they always remain for us our precious objects of compassion. We should then meditate on this affectionate love. We should practice this contemplation and meditation continually. Through training, we will develop and maintain a warm heart and a feeling of being close to all living beings without exception.